The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
.906. Well, this is a headline that'll catch your attention. Caught mine. I would think it would catch yours. Walker recall signer running as a Republican for assembly seat. Walker recall signer running as a Republican for assembly seat. This gets worse for me. I know her. I don't know her politics, however. I'm not going to get into how I know her. Kevin Benversi reports this at rightwisconsin.com. You'd think by now folks would be wise enough to be honest about this. Jacqueline Jackie Jarvis is a former Plymouth City Councilwoman and as of April 20th, 2014, a registered candidate with the Government Accountability Board. Her paperwork lists her as running as a Republican for the 27th Assembly District. That's the one being vacated by Republican, retiring Republican Steve Castell, Elkhart Lake Republican. She is also a signer of a Walker recall petition. According to the I Verify the Recall website, let me just stop there. I've said this before. This thing is going to be a valuable resource for years to come. So you folks listening in the Sheboygan area, according to the I Verify the Recall website, Ms. Jarvis signed the Walker recall petition on November 15th, 2011. That would be the first day petitions could be circulated. And then Kevin, checked the address. The I Verify data lists Ms. Jarvis's address as 971 Larkspur Road, the Jackie Jarvis who filed for state assembly in the 27th lists the same address. Other similarities include the same starting letters of Jarvis 13 for an email address. As Kevin writes, it is nearly impossible not to come to the conclusion that they are one and the same. When I reached out for confirmation, Ms. Jarvis's campaign declined to comment, saying it would only comment after she formally announced her candidacy. Now, what that might mean is she may not run, even though she's registered with the GAB. I don't know how many Republicans are going to line up for Steve's seat. I would think quite a few. I would think. Yeah, an open seat just draws candidates like honey draws flies. It's just the way it is. Is this a big deal? Of course it is. Of course it is. In fact, the revelation, Kevin writes, raises a number of questions about the Jarvis candidacy, such as what is her stance on Act 10, the whole reason for the Walker recall in the first place? How can you work with Walker if at one time you wished to see him recalled? Not to mention, are you only running as a Republican because it may be the only way to win, and in that district, it's a very interesting district. I don't know the current dynamics of that district. At one time, when I was there, the years I was in Sheboygan, it basically was chopped in two. Portion of the city of Sheboygan and then the rural areas. Democratic candidate tended to do very, very well in the Sheboygan city areas. Then as the numbers came in from the rural areas throughout the night, the Republican usually leapfrogged over, because what would happen is, to have any chance to win, the Democrat would have to carry the city of Sheboygan by, I don't remember the number, but it's somewhere about 60% to stave off the conservative onslaught out in the rural areas. I won't get into how I know Jackie. I don't know her well. I've met her a couple of times, and I won't get into how I know her. I know nothing of her politics. Clearly, this is a big deal. And how can you possibly run as a Republican if you signed the petition to recall Scott Walker? What is your position on Act 10? Why did you sign the recall? Why could you not wait to sign the recall? You signed it on the first day. Now, I do understand, and I've brought this up many times, there are people who consider themselves Republican, even consider themselves conservative, but feel they could oppose Act 10 because it affected them personally. Well, yeah, I mean, I believe in all that stuff, but not when it affects me. And there are a fair number of people who hold that position. There are people who proudly supported Tom Barrett, who would otherwise consider themselves, and I stress, consider themselves conservatives, well, just on this one issue. Yeah, when you support recalling Scott Walker, you support recalling all of him. And beyond that, Act 10, I think, goes to the very heart of conservatism as defined today, fiscal, smaller government conservatism. I mentioned, some of you heard it, I've got a lot of stuff that could be phone topics today, so I'm really trying to use discipline here, which I really stink at, when it comes to managing the triage portion of the show here. But I want to set this up, and then in a few minutes we'll take calls. This is a topic that we have taken up before. I don't know, and I don't even remember when we took it up. I want to say it was 4 or 5 plus years ago, which is an eternity in talk radio time. So this is pretty much taking it up for the first time. And I don't know if we took it up on a statewide segment. I just remember talking about this. If you are a homeowner, likely, particularly if you've held your home for a period of years, you likely know what the term special assessment means. Jason, you're a homeowner. Have you gotten hit with a special assessment yet? You know what they are, though, right? You don't know what they are. Ah, you have lived thus far in home ownership ignorant bliss. If they have to do work on your street, you likely will get a special assessment. My wife and I were hit pretty hard when we owned our home in Sheboygan and they were doing curb work. We lived on a corner lot, and we lived on a pretty busy intersection, 8th and Union, in Sheboygan on the south side. Those of you listening in Sheboygan know exactly where that is. 8th and Union. There is an effort in Appleton that has become a political movement virtually, and this is not a local story. This is wherever you may live. The campaign to end assessments in Appleton has turned into an organized political movement with yard signs sprouting up citywide. Homeowners Jane Marshall and Cindy Bettendorf are leading the charge at City Hall, and the campaign now includes, and this is rather creative, red and white signs that have space for residents to write estimated assessments for street repairs, ranging from a few hundred to several thousand dollars. So the sign says, no special assessments. I believe that part's in red. And that, yeah, and then there's a white space below. They have a picture of Marshall, if I'm mispronouncing her name, I apologize. Hers was $7,276. Most municipalities do offer payment plans that stretch out as far as 5 years. The interest in this is picking up quicker than we planned, and we've had to order more signs, she said. If Appleton did this to every property all at once, there'd be angry mobs storming City Hall, but it's a slow process, and we are trying to save our neighborhood. She and her husband, Mitch, will face a special assessment of about $5,400 when the city replaces underground utilities and repaves East John Street. Here's what they want. They would like to see the city's policy change to a model in which fees are spread out across all tax bills. Based on that logic, the streets are used by the entire community. Appleton collects about $1.2 million in special assessment in a given year. Eliminating that one-time charge in favor of property taxes would increase the city's tax rate by about 30 cents. For a $150,000 home, that would add $45 to the annual tax bill. I'm going to withhold my opinion on this, and we're going to do this as a what is right and what is wrong. Here's the point behind special assessments. You use the street in front of your house more than anyone else. And this came up with an in-law in Manitowoc years ago. You use that stretch more particularly. Well, let's take Jason or even myself. How many people use our streets besides the people that live on the streets? Very, very few. I'm not saying none do. Wouldn't you think it's less than 5% in both of our cases? You would agree with that. That residents, we both live on secluded little streets that if you're driving there, it means one of two things. You live there, or one of three things. You live there, you're visiting someone who lives there, or you're lost. That's, and I've seen all three, by the way, on my street. So the argument is, well, you should, it makes sense for you to disproportionately pay for that work. They argue, though, these two women argue, yeah, but everybody can use them. We don't get to close them off. We can't gate them. Anybody could use them. Which do you think is more fair? Having people who you know, the streets right in front of their house disproportionately pay the amount, or spread it out to the entire community, thereby raising the property taxes for everybody? In the case of Appleton, it'd be an average of $45 a year. Which is more fair? I'm going to withhold my opinion. I want to hear from some of you. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 918.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.